Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Dean Willett. I'm calling from Natick, Massachusetts.
Hey, Natick. I know it well. How are things in Natick?
Things are going just great, thank you.
I'm glad to hear it. Well, welcome to the show, Dean. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Dean's topic?
Excuse me, do you serve crabs here?
Sure, we serve anybody. Sit down. Some weeks, it's hard for us to tell the jokes from the news. For instance, imagine if you walked into a room full of Democrats and they were trying to figure out how many of them it really would take to screw in that light bulb. Well, we came across a story this week that sounded a lot like a setup for a punchline, but it's not. Each of our panelists is going to tell you one such story. Pick that true story from the fake, you'll win Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I am.
First up, let's hear from Tom Baudet.
When five ducks walk into a bar, it's no joke at the Peabody Hotel in Memphis. Every morning for over 60 years, the famous Peabody Marching Ducks take the elevator from their rooftop sanctuary, march across the lobby, and spend the day in the fountain before making the return trip each afternoon. Last Friday, however, the five mallards veered off from Duckmaster Daniel Fox and entered the crowded lobby bar at happy hour. They became very aggressive, said Fox, hissing and beating their wings on the tables. When a patron tried to shoo them away, things got ugly. The Drake had one guy on his back under a table, and the four hens were bouncing off the walls. The Memphis City Rescue Squad treated four guests for minor abrasions, and the ducks were escorted back to the roof unharmed. What can I say, lamented a perplexed Duckmaster Fox. These are wild ducks. It was happy hour. Maybe they just wanted a drink.
Five ducks walk into a bar and chaos ensues. Your next tale of a news story that sounds like a joke comes from Roxanne Roberts.
A horse walks into the bar and the bartender says, "So, why the long face?" Seriously. Bluegrass Cat, a 30-1 long shot in the Kentucky Derby, was the star attraction last week at the opening of The Stable, a new saloon in Louisville. The thoroughbred had a disappointing record this spring leading up to the race, so owner Bill Kastner didn't think it would hurt his chances to let the horse spend 2 hours helping out an old friend. Bluegrass Cat cut the ribbon, drank a beer, and then served as head judge for the inaugural Hot Legs contest. The night raised $50,000 for a scholarship fund for racetrack workers, and Bluegrass Cat was, at least for the night, draped in roses.
Aww. A horse walks into a bar and actually has a lovely time. Your last story of an old joke coming to life comes from Charlie Pierce.
So, Peter, a Christian, a Muslim, and a Jew walk into a stadium. Monotheism mania hits the World Cup. As part of an initiative to alleviate the problems of integration, immigration, and racism in sport, a team of Christian ministers will play a soccer match against a team of Muslim imams in a game officiated by a Jewish referee. The match will be played this Saturday as part of the run-up to the World Cup finals, which will take place in Germany starting on June 9th. Officials are obviously counting on soccer's historical gift for good fellowship and gentle off-field ribbing.
All right, then. Here are your choices from Tom Baudet, a story about how five ducks walk into a bar in Memphis and things don't go well. From Roxanne Roberts, a horse in a bar with a very long face, despite the fact that it had a lovely time. And from Charlie Pierce, some imams, some priests play soccer with the rabbis officiating, which is a real story from the week's news that sounds like a bad joke.
I don't know. I don't think the Ducks one sounds very realistic. I'm actually going to go with the horse with the long face, the stable saloon story.
You're going to go with Roxanne's story of the horse with the long face going into a stable.
I am.
All right. Now, we spoke to a man who will give us, you could say, the punchline to this joke.
Well, this may sound like some kind of bizarro joke from the world of sport, but it is not. In fact, Christian ministers will be taking on Muslim imams in a football match that will be refereed by Jewish officials. Whether it's going to do any good, we don't know, but you got to think, it can't hurt.
You That was Stephen Cohen, co-host of World Soccer Daily and Fox Football Friday, talking about the Muslim, the Catholic, and the Jew at the soccer match.
The great thing is, Peter, the scorekeeper is a Buddhist, so no one's going to win.
I'm sorry, Dean, but Charlie had the real answer. You did, however, win a point for Roxanne for her very convincing and cheerful fake. But thank you so much for playing.
I thank you very much for the opportunity.
Bye-bye.
Take care.